Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know, I've never felt like this before. This feeling's like so real.
I'm obsessive when just when thought of you comes up. And I'm aggressive just when thought I'm close enough. You got me stressing, incessantly pressing the issue. Cause every moment gone, you know I miss you. I'm the question, and you're of course the answer. Just hold me close, boy.
Andrew this morning. Good morning. 70 degrees here. Going to be a high of about 74. And we do have a chance of some bad weather today as well. So just be aware of that. I mean, yesterday it's looking like we did have a tornado that touched down in Ferry Pass area. So very well could likely have some bad weather again today. Good news that happened yesterday. Mark Fogle, after 3.5 years, has been released from Russia, and then it wasn't just enough that he was released. He got to meet with the president. President Trump met him at the White House Tuesday night, stressed he appreciated Russian President Vladimir Putin releasing him. It was a fair deal, he stated. Trump said another American who's being detained is going to be released released today. So that's pretty good. The last visit, so this came about after Steve Witkoff's visit to Moscow, and the last visit was by U.S. official was in 2021, and then CIA director Bill Burns met with Putin to warn him to not invade Ukraine, and of course that didn't work out so good. Speaking of Ukraine stuff, President Zelensky has proposed a swap of seized territory with Russia. So it's part of the negotiations to try to end the war. They hold a very small pocket of Russian territory, parts of Kursk Oblast, and basically said he planned to offer Russia control of Kursk in exchange for Ukrainian territory under Russian occupation. And he didn't say which territory they would be requesting or what, but he wants to do some sort of land swap to try to end what's going on with the war. So some of the other news pieces to let you know about: budget battle is looming here as we're dealing with the budget debate. Here's a couple of new wrinkles. The House Freedom Caucus apparently is going to put another tax plan into the mix. It would follow a smaller bill focused on the border and energy and represent a separate track from the one that's currently being proposed by the House Republican leadership. Now, one of the things that the House Republican leadership is looking to do is get rid of one of Wall Street's favorite tax breaks. This is something that's been encouraged by Trump. The tax break on carried interest allows the managers of investment funds like private equity groups and hedge funds, the managers could count their income as capital gains. Now, the benefit of that is capital gains are taxed at a much lower rate than other tax rates. So they're basically asking having a lower tax rate, they're trying to get rid of that tax loophole, I guess you would say. So that's going down with the budget. By the way, Democrats saying that they're still going to keep fighting for what they feel like they need to get done as far as the budget goes. Also, some other things going on in D.C. to let you know about pertains to confirmations. I'll let you know about that right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're still looking good on I-10, I-110, 98, even Highway 90 is flowing well. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Tulsi Gabbard. Well, first of all, a coalition of 30 House Democrats are asking Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee to oppose Kash Patel's nomination to lead the FBI. So far, pretty much, even though there's been opposition from Democrats and even in some cases Republicans, so far every nominee has been confirmed. Today, the Senate is going to vote on the confirmation of former Representative Tulsi Gabbard as the Director of National Intelligence and RFK Jr. as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And it's looking like both of them will get that passed. They'll both get that nod. Interestingly enough, I saw Tulsi Gabbard on her social media 2 days ago. It just has a post of her loading a pistol, and it's like a slow motion video of her shooting steel targets. And it doesn't even really show her that much. It shows just the gun. It's like a close up of the gun, and it kind of pans out like behind her a little bit. And but it's Tulsi Gabbard. It kind of made me laugh. Like, she's got opposition to being confirmed on the national intelligence as the Director of National Intelligence. And so she has her response to that is to show her shooting a pistol. Is that an intimidation, you know, thing? Or is that, you know, I don't know. Then let's see here. Oh, RFK Jr. looks like he will be nominated as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Even a lot of Republicans had some issues with him being nominated, but it's looking like he has the votes now to get approved. So we'll see what happens with that. The other big news is that USAID has been the intelligence director has been, or sorry, in, what is it? Inspector General. Inspector General, that's what it was. So their Inspector General for USAID has been released, has been let go. And there was, and looking at that, I was just like, okay, so they fired the Inspector General, which, by the way, is a very, it's hard for me to even say that without thinking Inspector Gadget. So White House has fired the Inspector Gadget for the United States Agency of International Development. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. He was fired last night. No reason given for his termination, according to a source. But, I mean, they're one of the targets of the DOGE thing. So a 6-page report came out on how the State Department's pausing foreign aid assistance programs and cutting down USAID's staff created risks and challenges to safeguarding contribution of $8.2 billion. Specifically, USAID's existing oversight controls are now largely non-operational under the law, blah, blah, blah. There's all this other stuff. So this report comes out basically talking about them and that there's all these problems. Well, in the meantime, I've been seeing all these reports from different opinion news sources about how attacks on USAID are unfounded, that USAID does a lot of, you know, benefit to developing countries around the world. They provide food and medical assistance. And so doing any kind of pause of that agency or firing the Inspector General will have negative impacts in developing countries. And then I was seeing some reports that said, these articles were like, any attacks on their dysfunction are unfounded. And then I found this on reason.com. The worst USAID scandals in history. I'm like, oh, okay. funding drug production in Afghanistan to the tune of $1.46 billion. Okay. Child sex abuse scandals in Africa to the tune of $29.6 million. Apparently, they funded a charity in Kenya that covered up rampant sex abuse of children. They funded a second charity in Central African Republic and found out that it had a similar issues, similar problems. Oh, boy. Medical supply boondoggle, $9.5 billion wasted. They promised that the global health supply chain program would almost pay for itself. The multi-billion dollar investment was supposed to improve target countries' ability to obtain medical supplies, and so much that they would never have to fund something like that again. Of course, it didn't happen. It ended up costing $9.5 billion. They eventually had to disband that whole thing. So there's the thing that, here's another one. USAID insists it's not a spy agency, at least not anymore. However, At one point in the 1990s, apparently they had they sent an aid worker to be arrested in Cuba as part of a spy like plan, like plot thing that went on. So apparently there's all kinds of, so there's just more. I mean, that's just a handful of the problems U.S. aid has had in the past. Let's go ahead and get a let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. We'll get an update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. Plus, a woman was arrested in Japan, and it's for squeezing buns. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered by Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox, speak. Reporters babble Trump, Kevin Kraft, look at that, no plane, fine, then, overflow, population common, do what it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself.
Okay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a couple of texts here about the U.S. aid being shut down and firing the inspector general, and or they're being frozen right now, their funds, and so they can review what they've got going on, and of course, part of what DOGE has recommended is the Treasury Department cannot write any checks unless there's some sort of balances written and all kinds of notes and journaling and all this other stuff. Here's a text says, it's cool they're shutting it down, but there should be criminal charges for the fraud. Right, you would think. Another text here says, yeah, have you seen the programs in third world countries? Oh, yeah. I lived in the Philippines for a little bit where they would get USAID, and never got to the people. Yet the politicians in the provinces and stuff all of a sudden had a nice new house with marble floors and, you know, things like that. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're traveling on 98 just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, I'm starting to see some delays there through that construction zone. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So, there will be, I'll cover this story. I want to talk about this lady who was arrested for squeezing buns. You can't squeeze buns, hon. Let's go ahead to David Wayne in the newsroom first.
In the community, anyway.
David's not.
Hello?
David.
Hello? Are you there? There we go. Top senators accusing President Trump's FBI nominee of covertly directing a wave of firings at the department. The leading Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee claimed yesterday that FBI nominee Kash Patel was personally involved in the recent purge of career officials at the Bureau. The committee is expected to vote on Patel's nomination this week. Elon Musk has offered $92 billion for a controlling interest in OpenAI. Company CEO Sam Altman dismissed that offer on X. He posted, quote, buy Twitter for $9.74 billion instead. OpenAI is a nonprofit that's in the process of transitioning to for-profit status at this time. And Bobby, did you watch the Westminster Kennel Club dog show? I know you're a big dog show fan, right?
I've seen it a couple of times in my life. I did not watch it this time around, no.
Ah, well, you missed a big one. They got a winner for the best in show this year. It was a giant schnauzer, Monty the Schnauzer. He was the top dog at Madison Square Garden last night. Monty had to compete against a Skye Terrier, an English Springer Spaniel, a Whippet, I'm not sure what that is. That's a breed I've never heard of. A Shih Tzu and a German Shepherd.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. A Whippet. Have you ever heard of a Whippet? John, have you ever heard of a Whippet?
Yes.
What's a Whippet?
It is kind of, it reminds me of like a greyhound type dog.
It's a canister full of gas.
Okay, I see it now. Yeah, that's one breed I'd just never come across.
What's it look like for real, John?
Whippet. Whippet good. I'm sorry. Whippet into shape.
What's a Whippet dog look like? That's only four legs and fur. That ain't gonna
yes. Happen. And
it,
a head.
It does kind of look like a greyhound.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A little bit. Yeah.
I like the greyhound. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Anything else for us, David?
No, that's all. That's all I got.
All right. Let me give you an update here on this lady in Japan. She was arrested. This happened at a convenience store in the southwestern city of Japan's Sawara Ward. I'm not going to pronounce the city because I will, I'll get fined $1 million. It's spelled Fukuoka. So
seriously,
I don't take a chance because I'll either butcher the name and say it improperly, or I'll say it properly and get fined $1 million from the FCC. Fukuoka. So. It starts off with one of the, you know, most common insults we have in America, is what it sounds like. But, all right. So this happened in that city in Japan, and, the police judged that this 40-year-old woman's actions constituted destruction of property and arrested her on the spot. She's accused of squeezing one sweet bun worth $1.19. Yeah. And she rendered it unsaleable because it did not return to its form. She says, I only pressed it lightly in my hand to check the firmness. That's what he said. And he goes, DUI attorney in Huntsville was arrested on DUI charge last night. That's a cool one. Who's made in the game, Bobby Ross.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Mark Fogel, an American school teacher who has been held in Russia since 2021, is back on American soil, appearing alongside the president.
I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. And President Trump is a hero.
Fogel was serving a 14-year prison term for possession of medical marijuana. The Kremlin says a Russian citizen will be freed by the U.S. as part of the swap. Winter weather advisories in effect from Texas to the Northeast, impacting 200 million people across 40 states. This man in Maryland.
Terrible. People slide and get stuck. Just back up there not too long ago, people's getting stuck. Somebody had to pull somebody out not too long ago. I mean, yeah, it's just craziness all over.
The storm delayed a midnight vote to confirm Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. It's now set for 11 a.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies, 70 degrees in Pensacola. One person was hurt after a shooting last night at a park in Escambia County. Deputies were called to the Oakcrest Park on Opal Avenue about 8 o'clock last night. There were five people in the park when shots were fired. Deputies say one woman was injured. She was reportedly grazed by a bullet. Otherwise, a home and a nearby vehicle were damaged. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is still investigating. So far, there's no word on any suspects. Well, there was damage to buildings and power lines. Three people hurt yesterday when a possible tornado hit Escambia County. The weather hit near Ellison Industrial Park and around Davis and Scenic.
It was a tornado.
There's hardly or sometimes no time to prepare. What kind of information do you want to get out to citizens?
The National Weather Service, they'll be out in the morning to survey what has happened, and so we'll know more then. But for now, we know something has happened. We just cannot confirm exactly what it was.
All right, and that is Scotland Williams. She's Escambia County's emergency coordinator, and the county emergency management team was monitoring that situation yesterday. Some of the reported damage included roofs being ripped off buildings and power lines being knocked down, and three people did suffer minor injuries. Well, applications are now open for Escambia County's Summer Youth Employment Program. That's open to young people between 16 and 24 that want paid work experience over the summer. Youth that are accepted into that program would work up to 30 hours a week. There would be positions available in various departments across the county. The program also includes job readiness training and post-employment review sessions. More than 200 young people participated in the program last year. For more information on that, check out myescambia.com. Well, the chairman of the Escambia Board of Commissioners says it might have been a mistake to flip their decision to negotiate exclusively with Beulah Town Center on the sale of OLF 8 last week. That decision led to the withdrawal of Beulah Town Center's $45 million offer on the property.
You know, sometimes when you're in board meetings for 3, 4, 6, 7 hours and you can't talk to other commissioners at all within the Sunshine Law, you know, brain fog turns on and you make mistakes. And I think we made a mistake the other night.
And that's County Commissioner Mike Kohler. He was on Pensacola's Morning News yesterday and talked about it. That does leave three other offers on the table currently for the OLF 8 property in Escambia County, though. Yesterday, the Gulf was officially changed to Gulf of America on Google Maps. Well, now one Florida lawmaker says he wants to change how state laws refer to the body of water. State Senator Nick DeSegli, he filed a bill yesterday calling it for that body of water to be called the Gulf of America in state documents. President Trump issued an executive order last month to rename the Gulf as the Gulf of America. DeSegli wrote on X he wants state records to reflect the new name of that beautiful body of water. And the state legislature could vote today on the new immigration bill being gone over at the special session in Tallahassee. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3 right now. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report to you right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays. If you're heading over to East Milton from Milton, downtown Milton, you're going to see some minor delays right around the East Milton area, so just be aware of that. But other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a warm, humid day today with temperatures near 77 degrees in the afternoon. Pop-up showers and thunderstorms possible. Heading overnight tonight, a severe threat moves in. Slight risk of severe weather, level 2 out of 5 as a strong storm moves in. As we go overnight, temperatures dropping near 63. For Thursday, storms will still be moving in through the early morning hours, ending as you head into the late morning with a high near 72 in the afternoon. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 70 degrees across the area, cloudy skies. And our next news is at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And now let's get an update on our market before the opening bell here in just a couple of hours.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The outlook for the January CPI calls for a monthly increase of 0.3% for the All Items Index and a 12-month inflation rate of 2.9%. Core readings are projected at 0.3% and 3.1% respectively. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields held steady this morning as investors braced themselves for the January Consumer Inflation Report. The 10-year Treasury yield was up less than 1 index and a 12-month inflation rate of 2.9%. Core readings are projected at 0.3% and 3.1% respectively. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields held steady this morning as investors braced themselves for the January Consumer Inflation Report. The 10-year Treasury yield was up less than 1 basis.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. We're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Love is in the air. And so is the scent of that Sonny's Real Oak Slow Smoke Barbecue. This Valentine's, make sure to get all your hogs and kisses with ribs for two for only $25.99. Share a delicious rib dinner with three shareable sidekicks and a free banana pudding. This Valentine's weekend, starting February 13th through Sunday, February 16th. Treat your Valentine to a slow smoke rib dinner they won't soon forget. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free home delivery. Ends President's Day. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
And listen, I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights,
Pensacola, and I'm close to the extreme. I rock a mic like Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So it's 70 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 74 today, and we are expected to have some storms, so some storms off and on, so just be aware of that. Then Pensacon is coming up this weekend, and have a pair of tickets here for you. So I actually got a I think I got a pair for next hour as well. So let's go ahead. If you'd like a pair of tickets to go to Pensacon, be the third caller. Just be the third caller. John will get your information, and you can win those pair of tickets to go to see Pensacon this weekend down at the Bay Center. So check that out. So congratulations to the Nolan Saints. They hired a new head coach yesterday. Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore is their new head coach. He's 36 years old. 36 years young, I should say. 36 years young. Now, granted, he just didn't win the Super Bowl for the Eagles, being their offensive coordinator, so that's a pretty good deal. Gail Benson, the team owner for the New Orleans Saints, says at the start of the interview process, it was important to find a head coach who was the right fit for the New Orleans Saints organization. And so they went. We went with him, so we'll see what happens with that. He's the he was a quarterback in the NFL for a little bit. You never really saw him that much. Played for the Detroit Lions for just a little bit, and the Dallas Cowboys just for a few years as well. And then went right into coaching and has been became a pretty renowned offensive coordinator. So New Orleans Saints have a new coach. What that will do, you know, what happened with the team after that now, like I'm seeing a bunch of buzz that they may trade Taysom Hill, for example, or cut him even. And so there's all kinds of different things. So there's a lot that will be happening very, very soon as it pertains to the New Orleans Saints organization, if you're a football fan. Ron DeSantis has said that his wife, Casey, is not going to be seeking a term for governor. Yeah, apparently that was something that people have been assuming, is that she'd run for governor. He goes and says, she is a force of nature. I think people look at it and they say, well, the governor won by 20 points. Obviously, Casey would do better because she's much better, but that's not something she's seeking out. So he says he believes a lot of people are just concerned about the future of the state, which drives speculation. Of course, our own Matt Gaetz is still expected to possibly run for governor. He's even mentioned it himself. But right now, what's interesting is if she did run, a hypothetical poll from Florida Atlantic University has her with the lead against anybody else that would run. She has 43%. Next closest would be Byron Donalds, the congressman from the from South Florida. Then Jimmy Patronis, who's running for Matt Gaetz's seat, and Matt Gaetz would be in the poll as well. And they come after Byron Donalds and Casey DeSantis. So that was kind of interesting. Then, I got some today in history here for you. Let's go through through this. Some very interesting things. 116 years ago today, the NAACP was founded. It was in after a response to the deadly riots in Springfield, Illinois. That was 1909, 116 years ago today. 113 years ago today, 1912, the last emperor of China was forced to give up his throne at 6 years old. Of course, there was a movie made about it that ended up winning Best Picture Oscar. Groundhog Day was released today, 32 years ago. And 9 years ago today, the very first Deadpool was released. There you go. Let's go and get traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. No accidents to let you know about. We're flowing good on I-10, I-110, Highway 90 flowing in and out of Pace is looking good. Seeing just some minor congestion delays if you're east of the Navarre Beach Bridge going eastbound almost to Wind Haven. Just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So so coming up this weekend, Valentine's Day on Friday. I was talking to a friend of mine about what their plans were this week or whatever. And she was like, I'm getting together with my friends on, I think it's Thursday. Yeah, Thursday is 13th. She goes, I'm getting together with my friends on the 13th for Galentine's Day. Galentine with a G instead of V. I was like, what the heck is that Galentine's Day? And then she sends me some sort of meme or something like that from the TV show Parks and Recreation. I only saw like a few of those episodes. I didn't watch a lot of that season, but apparently it's something that comes from Parks and Recreation. And now it's become like a thing. Like on the 13th, women get together and celebrate women. It's Galentine's Day. And so I didn't even know about this thing until last week when somebody mentioned this to me. Yeah, I just saw a poll that 41% of men want a male version of Galentine's Day. I didn't even know this existed, much less wanting a male version of it. What do we just go out and have a dude's night? So that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's a ladies' night. They've just designated February 13th as ladies' night. So now we need a guys' night out. I mean, if the girls are going out, can't the guys go out too? Guys, I don't see the problem. Very interesting. Valentine's Day trends, by the way, from Google releasing some stats. They found that most women would rather stay in. 63% of women say celebrating at home sounds like more fun than going out. 55% of men agreed. 62% overall think a home-cooked meal is more romantic than even a fancy dinner. 62%.
I agree. I agree.
You must be a better cook than me, then.
I'm not. No. Oh, I'm not the one that cooks.
I got you. Okay. But you'd rather stay at home and have a home-cooked meal than go to a fancy restaurant?
Yes.
But isn't the... So this was one of my questions I was going to have for the frivolous topic in 2 hours. Is Valentine's Day for the women, or is it for both men and women?
I think it's for the ladies.
If you're staying at home for a home cooked meal and you're not the one cooking, then you
that's love.
You think it's for both of you, or at least it's for you. Because to me, it's a for the women holiday. Like, if I don't have a girlfriend or wife or something like this, I'm not celebrating Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not looking forward to Valentine's Day. I don't know.
Go buy yourself some candy. You'll be happy.
Well, that's true. Give me some candy. It'll be all good. 52% of women think Valentine's Day proposals are overrated. 52%, yeah. So if you plan on proposing this Friday, you might be one of the, You got a 1 out of 2 chance that she's going to appreciate that. Google says the top trending Valentine's Day date this year. So if you're still looking for something to do, top trending Valentine's Day date, hitting up an arcade.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, the arcade's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I haven't been to like an arcade, but been like Dave and Buster's and before and some things like that. So where's a place around here that has like adult arcade stuff? Or do you just go to a kid arcade? Do we even have a kid arcade? I don't even know.
I just know they're called arcades
video
now.
Video games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they do have arcades, I'm sure. Probably somewhere. It's just not my, you know, it's not my circle, I guess. So top date, going to arcade. Next date, going to zoos. And something else that made the top 10 for top dates is a paint and sip party. I guess it's where you go and you paint and you drink wine while you're painting, or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I don't know about that. Artsy fartsy for me. Artsy and the fartsy. Okay, never mind. Let's see here. So instead of Galentine's Day, Palentine's Day. All right.
All right, pal.
That sounds pretty cool. Groundhog Day was released 32 years ago. Wow, that seems like yesterday and yesterday and yesterday. Yes. Aha. Play Pensacola is an adult arcade playground. Okay. And here's got a couple of them. Thank you very much. I didn't know. Play Pensacola. So if you need a Valentine's Day date, that apparently is the number one trending thing that people are looking for is an adult arcade place. So kind of cool. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, I do have, a lot of people going to be moving this year, as we see it happens every year. The biggest moving regret that people have. I'll share that with you coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Creative Month and National Embroidery Month at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola, with hot buys on embroidery machines through February 28th. Quiltoni will be there on March the 1st for a Bargello class and pixel quilting. And don't forget, the quilt show is coming up March 28th and 29th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Darrell's, the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, and financing is available. Darrell's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
I know, but, you know, it kind of fit in with the Valentine's thing. Was you've lost that loving feeling. Okay.
What at the beginning of the next hour, there's something I learned right after the news updates and stuff. There's something I learned that happened yesterday. I didn't even know it was a thing either. So I didn't know about Galentine's Day until like last week. And I didn't know something else about Valentine's Day. That's I'll share that with you at the beginning of next hour right here on News Radio 92.3. A lot of people moved. 82% of Americans who moved last year said it was stressful and they have regrets. I'll share with you what those regrets were right after traffic on the fives, John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good. If you're approaching a 9 Mile intersection coming southbound on Highway 29, to the 9 Mile intersection. You're going to see just minor delays through that. Milton, East Milton are looking good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So 82% of Americans moved last year said it was stressful. 92%, that's almost everybody at that point, said that they faced challenges during their move. So if you have to move this year, just know.
Oh, there's tons of challenges every time.
There's a ton of challenges every time. And so a new survey asked people, what's the worst part in moving? Some of the responses were, well, it being a bigger than expected hassle. Those are those unexpected challenges, right? It being a bigger than expected expense. That's another challenge. And then being sad to leave your old place, leaving memories and memories behind. But the most common like regret in the move is that they wish they took the opportunity to get rid of more junk. That through the move, you know, because before you move, that's when people have moving sales, right? They sell their stuff. They try to take a bunch of stuff to the trash and everything. But they said, they wish they donated a little bit, maybe more old clothes, maybe some appliances, and just other crap that you don't need. And even stuff that you think is sentimental, but you actually probably wouldn't miss it if you, you know, gave it away or got rid of it or whatever. So the number one biggest thing was that they were like, I wish I just got rid of more of my stuff. When I do move, I mean, I try to live minimalist anyway. I'm pretty minimalist. But when I move, that is definitely a reason to purge even more. Like, it's time to get, because the last thing I want to do is, I don't even, especially big stuff, I don't like moving big stuff. I like buy cheap furniture so that I can sell it for cheap on Facebook Marketplace or something. And then that money goes towards the next furniture item I'm going to buy that's also going to be cheap and I'll probably get on Facebook Marketplace because I don't want to move it. I'd rather just sell what I got. And the next apartment I get into or whatever, I'm just going to buy some new stuff off Facebook Marketplace. That's pretty much how I roll. Like, I just keep it as so minimal. A friend of mine came over to my apartment the other day and went to the bathroom. They came out and they go, where's all your clothes? I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, I saw your closet. Where's your clothes? I'm like, I don't have lots of clothes. I got like 5 shirts and 2 pairs of jeans and like, I'm good.
I do have good a lot to go. Of
shoes and thing, but that's how I changed my outfit. I wear white t-shirts and jeans most of the time. So why do I need lots of clothes? What's wrong with my white t-shirt and jeans? I am on the radio. You do know this, right? Like, I'm not going out. I'm on the radio and I'm riding my motorcycle. So that's pretty much my life. So I just jeans and a white t-shirt. That's my I'm already a minimalist. 35% of people say moving was more stressful than planning a wedding. 29% said it's more stressful than having a baby. 19% even more stressful than a divorce.
Oh.
17% even said it's more stressful than getting laid off.
Oh.
What? No. That's a little extreme. I saw this report come out of Destin. I think this is interesting. Destin High School is potentially switching to a 4-day school week for the high school students. They just go to school Monday through Thursday. I have a relative of mine who's going to school. They don't live around here, but they're in fact, I think their kid's in private school. I don't know, but their kid only goes to school Monday through Thursday. Found that out at a family reunion last year. And I was like, really? Every Friday? They're like, every Friday they don't have school.
I'll send them anyway.
They said they actually like it. Oh. Well, at least the kid likes it. I forgot to ask my cousin if she likes it. Oh, I'll have to ask her next time.